Are Bangalore the real deal in the IPL? This is cricket, only better. This is Cricket, Only Better, episode 77. Welcome back, I'm Ed Hawkins. This is the best preview show for the Indian Premier League. Well, someone's got to blow the trumpet. And no hot air when it comes to this man. It's Sam Collins.
Thanks, Ed Hawkins. On a pretty seismic day for sport. Funny that I actually thought that the Indian Premier League would be the next big league to bust the sporting universe open in terms of expansion, but you know, time will tell. Can you tell us what's on the show today, Ed?
I will do, but I'm not going to equate your appearance on this show of, you know, betting talent to Tottenham somehow scraping into the best six clubs in this country. I'm going to move on. Two games to preview for you this week. Rajasthan Royals against Bangalore as we ask whether this is going to be RCB's year. They've gone off like an absolute rocket. That's on Thursday. On Friday, we've got Punjab Kings trying to get back on track against the champions, Mumbai Indians in Chennai.
Best bets for those ones. Paul Krishnamurti from betting.betfair and Richard Mann from sportinglife.com are here as usual as we look to add the profit figures of 7.77. We've also got stat of the week. We've got man of the match analysis from you, Ed Hawkins. Will we even have time to get through it all?
Oh, we've got some housekeeping to do as well. Hinting at some IPL betting strategies on the match odds market moving forward. Stay tuned. Stat of the week. This week is from Cricket with Ash. Follow him on Twitter. Some mind-boggling numbers from that chap. This week he's produced economy rates for each IPL side during each phase. And what we've spotted is a burgeoning problem with Delhi Capitals, second favourites, conceding more than the average in the power play and by far the most expensive in that 11 to 15 over period. Make some jottings about that. For the death rates, which we're going to focus on later, I think, with Paul and Richard, they're doing okay. But Rajasthan Royals, Kings 11 Punjab, to use their old moniker, and Chennai Super Kings, by some way more expensive. CSK 10.5 RPO, but there's a caveat with that as before their game against Rajasthan, which they won. Kings Punjab 11.0 and Rajasthan Royals 11.5 at the death. They're going to go round the park, so factor it into your bets.
Let's get going with the IPL. Paul Krishnamurti, star of betting.betfair, is back.
Hi, Sam. How are you?
Very well, thank you, Paul. Confused Tottenham fan today, but doing okay. Richard Mann, sportinglife.com, you're back as well.
I'm really enjoying the cricket.
Good to hear. Now, we've got the perfunctories out of the way. I'm going to come to you guys for a second for your highlights or lowlights of the IPL since the last week. But first, a bit of housekeeping from Edward Hawkins.
Yeah, how are the favourites getting on in this IPL? Well, six out of 11 favourites have won so far. We touched on percentage games won by favourites in the IPL last week. So we had a look at the sequences this week. When do you actually go with the outsiders? Now, only three times in three editions have favourites won five or more in a row. And as we record this now, we are at that five wins in a row for favourites. So something's going to have to give this week in the tournament. So it's not as often as you think that the favourites are going to be winning these games. So don't be afraid of taking the jollies on. Little bit of housekeeping on the IPL outright for you. This is what it's looking like with Betfair Exchange. All subject to change, of course. 3.45 Mumbai. Second favourites are RCB at 4.35, followed by Delhi at 6.0. 8.2 Chennai Super Kings. Now we're getting into some big numbers now. 17.5 KKR. 19.5 the Sunrisers. 23 Kings Punjab. and 24 Rajasthan Royals.
Thank you, Ed. Back to you in a moment because we want to analyse the man of the match market. But quickly, though, to Paul and Richard, for your views on those prices, particularly the Sunrisers, who we thought were a team to back at big numbers. Coming to you first, Paul.
Well, we did say that Sunrisers might be a team to back in running because they're a better team in the second half of the season. So really, that's gone to plan. And actually, perhaps an even better bet than backing them outright is I think they're at least 3.5 to finish in the top four now. And I think when you consider that they'd likely be in one of the lower places in the top four if they got there, that's probably a better way to play them. But that would certainly make sense. It's very early days still. And last year, for example, Sunrisers were, I think, about 66-1 at one point, and they finished third.
Okay, Richard, your thoughts?
Well, like you said, terrific bowling attack. We've touched on that before. The middle to lower order, it's just an absolute car crash. I wonder even if David Warner now as captain might even consider dropping down to number four just to add to some experience in there. It's either that or get Kane Williamson in, but I just can't touch him at the moment with that middle order. They just look far too flaky for me.
Yeah, they haven't been convincing at all, but we do know that the IPL changes, right? Then they haven't become a bad side overnight. They've got a lot of quality players. That middle order thing is a massive issue, and the stuff we talked about at the beginning of the tournament about them having the wrong lineup, maybe it will start to dawn. At least they had Bairstow opening again the other day. So perhaps it will change.
Yeah, I think I've got Sunrisers down alongside Chennai as probably the two teams which can improve the most, which is good news for Chennai because they seem to be going okay. But Sunrisers have got to get their best 11 out on the pitch. They don't know what it is at the moment. It's an example of Williamson has become a better player by being out of the team than he possibly is in this format. But I think he probably needs to come back in. And Richard may well be right that Warner's going to drop down and Williamson may even take over captaincy. What about sort of low lights and highlights for you since we last spoke, guys? Anything that's hurt you particularly? I know, Richard, you were a bit sore on the Delhi game the other day.
Oh, dreadful result on Sunday. I think it was about 4-1 for there to be 400 runs to be scored in the Punjab Kings Delhi game. And Punjab absolutely cruised to 195. How they didn't make 220, I'll never know. Nicholas Perwin, of all people, let me down, really. And then Delhi cruised to the run chase. It was an easy run chase, typically, at Mumbai. So that was a bitter pill to swallow.
Yeah, I'm loving the Chennai matches. That's been the highlight for me. Virtually every game there, it's been loads of drama, massive swings on the market. And then RCB in that last match, that's easily the performance of the tournament. AB de Villiers, 170 pitch at best.
Well, what I was going to say, and Paul would probably be in the best position to sort of judge this, betting so much in play, but I found it really refreshing, actually, at Chennai to see bowling sides be able to defend scores. We've seen chasing's just become far too easy, hasn't it? We were on with the Pakistan Super League not so long ago, and it was just a piece of cake. You win the toss, you chase, you win the game. And it's been really refreshing. Mumbai, in particular, defending low scores with good seamers. Boomer, brilliant at the death. And just as a purist, regardless of trying to find an angle to make a profit, it's just been enjoyable to see a good contest again between bat and ball.
Nice try, Richard. Painting yourself as a purist. We know you are here. We get it. Right, Ed Hawkins, I'm coming to you for your special report on Man of the Match markets.
Yeah, how do you find a winner on the Man of the Match market? It's a tricky one. I'm going to quiz the guys. Of the top 21 players in the most Man of the Match winners in franchise T20, how many are specialist bowlers? Have a guess, Richard, to you first.
Seven.
Okay, Paul.
Four.
It's one. It's Rashid Khan, and he comes in at number 21. It is a batsman's game, they say. I'll give you two examples from this IPL. Maxwell, man of the match against Sunrisers, he made 59. You'll remember the game. Sunrisers were cruising in a chase. Then Shabazz Ahmed came on and took 3 for 7 when Sunrisers were 115-2. But Maxwell still got the man of the match. Arshdeep in the run fest, Kings Punjabi Rajasthan Royals, 3 for 35, economy rate of 8.7, and brilliant at the death, gave it to Sanju Samson. So far, we've had 6 out of 11 won by batsmen. 4 batters have been top match batsmen and 4 have been on the winning team. What does this mean? There's a relationship there between a top match run scorer bet or an even a top innings run scorer bet for your team that you really fancy and a man of the match award. There's a little bit of a strategy going there. You will certainly get bigger odds on the latter, man of the match, from top match run scorer. Of those top 21 that we mentioned, 10 others are in this IPL. Players Kohli, Rohit Bravo, Andre Russell. Few of those are going to be value in terms of win percentages, though, but there are some to look out for moving forward. Gale and AB are numbers 1 and 2 on that list. Gale has a terrific 14% win rate, so AB is 12.5%, but he's already had a winner for you. Mohamed Nabi, it's got a 10% win rate, so he's a name to write down in your notebook now. And we had a big finish planned, talking up Moeen Ali, who's got the best win rate of 11.3%. Out of those names that we'd mentioned, we're going to say get on Moeen, and about an hour ago he won it for Chennai Super Kings. Timing is everything in this game.
Ed Hawkins, congratulations yourself. You've got an officially mandated lovely stuff for that. Previews coming up for Bangalore versus Rajasthan Royals and Punjab Kings versus Mumbai Indians. Bangalore Royal Challengers versus Rajasthan Royals in Mumbai on Thursday. Ed Hawkins, I gather you might have a lowdown for us.
Got the lowdown for you. Probable 11s for you. Bangalore, Kohli, Padukal, Patidar, Maxwell, AB, Sundar, Jameson, Harshal Patel, Saini, Yuzchahal and Siraj. They've only been picking 3 overseas players. That's how good RCB are at the moment. They're doing that well. They're going to have to go very, very hard up front in Mumbai, though, with the bat. So does Josh Filippi come into this team? Perhaps returning Kohli to number 3? Does Dan Christian come into the middle order, maybe? So they make full use of that quota. Rajasthan Royals for you. Well, I think they've got big problems. Here's some names to shout at you. Butler, Vora, Sampson, Doob, Miller, Parag, Tawatia, Morris, Unadkat, Sakaria and Mustafizir. 2 problems in this lineup are Doob and Mustafizir. Doob striking at 100 in that middle order and not for many runs either. And Mustafizir is going at almost 10 and over. Do they switch Livingston for Fizz for another overseas player and Tyagi for Doob perhaps? Mumbai pitch, well, it has been a road. At the time of recording, we were going to be talking about, I think it was about 8 of the last 11 for 170 or more. And Chennai, I've just busted that. There were 2 low-scoring matches since we were last on with you and cost us, actually. Punjab v. CSK and Rajasthan Royals v. Delhi. Not confidence. And following people on Twitter, they were saying, well, that's the end of the Mumbai runs bets. So keen to get views on that from the other guys about how you hold firm or not.
Lovely details, Edward. Thank you. Richard, Bangalore were your outright pick, so quite keen to get your views on them.
Yeah, look, you can't fail but to be impressed by them so far. I think the key thing is they've won a couple of close matches, haven't they? And I think in the past they've dominated matches and found a way to lose. And now they seem to be finding a way to win from compromising positions. That's a really good sign. It's something that Mumbai do well. A couple of little concerns. Kohli at the top of the order probably isn't getting the runs that we'd expect, but it wouldn't be panic stations, and I wonder if switching to Mumbai will help them and help him. And I don't like this thing about just picking 3 overseas and leaving Dan Christian out. I think in signing Christian, you were signing a winner and you were signing a lower order hitter to finish the game to allow the Kohlis and AB to set up the innings. Taking him away, I think that puts too much pressure on the top order. It's worked so far, but I think it would be setting a dangerous precedent going forward.
Okay, I've got a couple of comments from listeners about RCB's strong start and whether they're going to be able to sustain that. Rohit Decriplani says they need a more attacking batsman to open the batting. Padukal and Kohli are too similar unless one of them decides to go for it. If both score 30 plus on a flat pitch, most likely RCB lose. Their record in Bangalore will reveal that. Nelbo Cricket says, Kohli less of a hindrance up top than in the middle, haha. No way Harshal Patel can keep this up, so I have my reservations about them. Richard, can you pick the bones out of that for us, please?
Well, I think we're in danger of being far too critical of Virat Kohli. Look, he's a world-class performer. He has been for a long time now. I think if we get onto some better pitches, I think that'll really suit Kohli to time the ball well and pierce the gaps. And he's there to set the game up for the finishes, for the Maxwells, the De Villiers and the Dan Christians. So, look, I'd expect him to come good. The three from three, there's not many criticisms from me.
Paul, Ed touched on the Mumbai pitch. Firstly, is it still a road? And people seem to lose confidence quickly in a trend. What should we do when that happens? Show faith in a long study or throw the baby out with the bathwater? Sorry, Richard, for that inappropriate analogy.
No, you show faith, you stick with the history. And I mean, we've had two more since the low scoring ones. One was a 195, which Richard mentioned, which was on for 220. And today, Chennai got 188 despite a typically slow Chennai start, so it is still a road. It's important to remember as well, I mean, of course, the pitches are different. I mean, they're using multiple pitches, and clearly one of them at Chennai was a lot better than the others. Obviously, keep an eye on the early overs to see how it's playing, because you do often get a bit of action up front in Mumbai. The stats, though, bear up. 80% of first innings run scores at Mumbai in the last four seasons were 160 or more. 15% were over 200. We're looking here, if RCB back first, I think they can get 230, 240 on this pitch. I think that's the bet. If par opens up at, say, 180, I will probably go over 200, over 220 and over 240. Of course, that wouldn't necessarily apply to Rajasthan, who just...
How's this game going to go, Ed Hawkins?
I think this is the big test for Bangalore. I know that sounds strange because it's only against Rajasthan Royals, but it's exactly the sort of game that the Bangalore team of old would have lost. They're on an absolute road in Mumbai and they've struggled on roads in the past. Their bowlers have gone round the park. They're not going to have a tacky wicket to help them out. So can they really nail their bowling and their work in the field this time? Before Rajasthan lost to Chennai, I was thinking 2.7, 2.8 in a chase for Rajasthan Royals would be something which would interest me. I've lost confidence in that now because their batting was so awful. So I'm more inclined to look at the runs here, as Paul suggested.
Richard, Rajasthan are awful at the death of the ball. They're just the worst. How can we make that pay?
I wholeheartedly agree with both of what the guys have said there. I think Paul's right. Hopefully RCB bat first. I think they could get anything on here. I really do. I think Mumbai is still a flat pitch. Don't be fooled by a couple of low scores. And as an RCB booker and an RCB fan, I'm dead interested to see how the bowling goes on this surface. I'm a little bit nervous, to be honest. I think we'll learn a lot, but in terms of just punting the match itself, I'm hoping that RCB can bat first. I think they'll go big.
Some thoughts here on Rajasthan, who really are poor. Right. I mean, I've doubled down on them to finish bottom 3-1 after Stokes was ruled out. You know, they now look to me highly relying on Butler. I think this bet will pay at some point in the tournament. Rahul Tuatia, 25-1 top bat, and Chris Morris, 35-1 top bat, coming in at 6 and 7. They can easily win that market.
I've been back into Atia last two games, Paul, so I'm absolutely with you on that. His win percentage is beginning to suffer, though, but I don't think it's going to get in the region where 25s isn't value. Let's just hope they don't start cutting him. So we'll keep our fingers crossed.
He could be promoted too, because Shivam Dubey is hardly a certainty to stay in for.
Punjab Kings versus Mumbai Indians is next, and best bets still to come. So, Thursday, Punjab Kings take on the holders Mumbai Indians at Chennai. Expected prices probably 1.65 Mumbai, Kings at 2.3 or better. Ed Hawkins, what have you got for us here?
Possible 11s for you. Mumbai, as expected, are going to stick with De Kock and Rohit. Yadav, Ishan Kishan, he's having a terrible time of it. Kieran Pollard, Hardik, Krunal, Bumrah, Milne, Chahar, Bolt. Punjab for you, Rahul, Agarwal, Gale, Huda, Paran, Sharuk Khan, Richardson, Shami. And this is where it gets interesting for Kings 11. Do they bring back the spin twins, Bishnoi and Murugan Ashwin, with Arshdeep? The pitch, 160 or more, breached once in this IPL in the first dig at the time of speaking to you. 6 out of 14, more historically. Year-by-year run rates in the last 5 years, only 1 year has it been higher than 7.7 runs per over.
Well, Krishnamurti, how do we play this one?
Well, this is the trends here, the in-play trends here are huge. forget that RCB innings, it was just a freak, brilliant innings. All the other matches, the same thing has happened. Less than 80 runs in the last 10 overs and less than 50 or 45 in the last 5 overs. Didn't even get close, I don't think, in any of the matches. And you could lay that. You could lay 45 or more in the last 5 at 1.4, something like that. Also, in the chase, again, laying the chase at odds on has really paid off. Sunrisers lost twice from around 1.1. KKR from, I think, even short, about 105. You know, it slows up dramatically in that last 10 overs. And really, you know, 50 off the last 5 would be an amazing score.
Richard Mann, I've got another listener query for you from Twitter. Brain Doc wondering whether KL Rahul is a hindrance for Punjab, like Kohli is for Royal Challengers Bangalore. He says, if Rahul makes 50, they'll definitely lose as he consumes a lot of deliveries and is not able to accelerate even when he's set. What's your views on that one?
No way. He's a class player. I think, what's he up to, 160 runs already this season? He might well finish the season as top tournament months ago. I know he's a little bit slow on Sunday, but look, he's a class act. I think he's a massive plus for Punjab, or he would be in any side.
Anything you're burning to contribute on that?
I'm a massive Carol Rahul fan. If I might divert it to the wider question of Punjab, though, I mean, how disappointing have they been? How disappointing are those Australian bowlers, Richardson and Meredith? You know, we had high hopes for Punjab. They've got to change the lineup. Got to bring in more beef to the middle order, Enriques or Milan or both of them.
Yeah, I was just looking at this actually. I think Richardson, 3 wickets so far, gone over 10. Meredith, 2 wickets, gone over 10. Albeit, look, they've played all the games at Mumbai, so it's a tough place for the Seamers, but still, I mean, they're shocking stats. And the thing with selection, what they've really made a mess of, is that they haven't played Milan at Mumbai, where it's quick and it comes on and it would really suit his game, strong back foot player. And now they go to Chennai and it's slow and it's low, and that wouldn't suit Milan. We saw that in the T20 series against India. So I think selection-wise, they've been all over the place, and I'm not quite sure whether they'll fancy bringing Milan in on that surface. But I agree with Paul about the bowling. They've got to make a change or two.
Side bet on this match that pays off. The stats are quite amazing, right? In 9 of the last 13 matches at Chennai, there have been 10 or fewer sixes. That is a 3-1 chance every game.
Interesting. And Ed Hawkins, I gather you've got a little something else on the side for us, do you?
Yeah, well, last week we alerted that this pitch was the best wicket-taking track by a distance for spinners. It's an absolute spinner's paradise. So far in the 12 innings at the Chepauk, a spin bowler has won top wicket taker 3 times or tied 4 times. So Rahul Chahar is going for 7 wickets in 3 before Tuesday's match. So take a look at his price. He's been going off at 7-2 with Betfair Sportsbook, and they've not been shortening him up. For Punjab, you know, have a look at Bishnoi and Murugan Ashwin. You might be getting 4s on those two, and they've got decent records, and they don't have to do much to tie in this game, giving you some returns.
Any other business on this, guys? Paul, at the top of the show, we mentioned Kings having the second worst economy rate of the death. Is that going to be a factor for you here?
Well, it doesn't bode well, does it? Because that's the key to this ground. It's bowling well in the last 5-10 overs. And when you compare it to Mumbai with Bumrah, Chahar and Bolt, it's very hard to see how Punjab are going to get a winnable total here.
Well, I would say about Mumbai, actually, is they're 2 from 3 now, but they haven't played the best cricket at all. I mean, that's probably the sign of a champion team, isn't it? But I think looking at the run scores, I think from 1-8, Yadav's made 97 runs in the tournament so far, and Pandya down number 8, he's made 25. I've not had a single player who's got to 100 runs yet this season, which is pretty amazing in 3 matches. And looking at that, I just wondered if there was some value betting in the middle order. Hardik 7-1, Pollard 15-2. I know Ed was keen on him at the weekend. I wouldn't mind betting them both, to be honest, dutching them against the field. I just think at the moment, the way they're batting Mumbai, there's not a lot between any of them. And I think I prefer to be with the middle order.
That's time. Richard Mann, you're up.
Royal challenges Bangalore to make 200 or more runs batting first against Rajasthan Royals around the 2-1 mark.
Paul Krishnamurti.
Yeah, 10 or fewer sixes in the Punjab v Mumbai match at around 5-2.
And last but not least, Edward Hawkins.
Going to stick with Rahul Tawatia as top score for this Rajasthan Royals team. We're going to get around 25s, maybe a little bit shorter, 22 or 20. Stick with him because we think he might be promoted. And that is Cricket Only Better, show 77, all done and dusted for you. In the meantime, don't forget to check out betting.betfair. We've got every single IPL game previewed. Plus, we've got all the side markets covered as well with our analysis before the game. See you next time.